Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferd Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
Good afternoon, everybody, on this Saturday, April 23rd, 2022. This is the Tampa St. Petersburg Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, powered by RadioSt.Pete.com on the Tantalk family of stations and streaming live on both platforms. I'm down here live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill in the heart of Champa Bay, where the fans have been celebrating sports for 29 years and voted best of the Bay for both wings and sports for 2021. I'm Ray Kennedy in from Mike Rickard this afternoon. Mike's on a little bit of a trip, so I'm going to try to take this over today. It's going to be kind of fun. I got some great guests coming up here in just a few minutes. I got Coach Gillespie from Eckerd College, Eckerd Tritons basketball team, but go ahead and finish off the top with some of these announcements. Just wanted to say that the St. Pete Sports Connection is providing a fresh and positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros. Today we have a jam-packed 2 hours ahead, again with Eckerd College Triton time. So let's go ahead and take a moment to recognize our Tampa St. Petersburg Sport Connection Network affiliate stations, which are WTAN AM 1340 and 106.1 FM, WZHR AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WDCF AM 1350, and 102.3 FM, reaching from Brooksville to the Sunshine Bridge and all the way around Crosby-Pinellas County, from Tampa to Lakeland and north to Zephyr Hills on our streaming. And we're also streaming on our Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection channel on MyHoovy TV and our streaming platform and our RadioSt.Pete.com, reaching Pasco, Pinellas, Pasco. Told you, Coach, it was going to be an adventure,
good,
didn't
baby.
I?
You're
yes,
good.
Sir, I appreciate you. Pinellas, Pasco, and Hillsborough counties and worldwide. So go ahead. You know what, Coach? I know we said we're going to bring you guys in a little bit later, but
sure.
I'm excited to talk to you guys today.
Yeah,
go ahead and pull that microphone a little closer and put these headphones on, if you will, Coach.
Okay.
Again, joining me this afternoon from the Eckerd College Triton time, coach of the Eckerd College men's basketball team, Coach Gillespie. Go ahead and introduce yourself for our listeners.
Sure. My name is Brian Gillespie. I'm the head basketball coach at Eckerd College. This is in my third year at Eckerd. I'm an Eckerd alum, played 1994 to 98. I was an assistant coach for 7 years, left in 2005 to take a head job up at Greensboro College, and now I'm back assuming the role as head coach at my alma mater. Extremely excited to be here.
You know, I asked your player, you're going to get to him in a moment here. I was asking him that how long has he been a student down here, because he's not a local, but of course he's been down here long enough now to ingrain himself and become a local. But having been a player yourself, I don't think I have to ask him too many of those hot spots around the burg here. But Coach, tell me, if you don't mind me getting off basketball to start this thing off, what has changed so much about St. Petersburg since you graduated in 1994, now coming up in 2022?
Sure, when we're coming up the stairs, I was saying to Josh, let's just start here at Ferg Sports Bar.
Yes.
I mean, this, I didn't even know it was amazing. I didn't even know how to get upstairs, you know, so just the expansion of Ferg Sports Bar, but just the energy, the excitement, you know, downtown, you know, the new addition to the, you know, renovation of the pier. It's just a vibrant hot spot, and we're fortunate to be located where we're located, because obviously that's an attraction piece for a guy that's, you know,
yes,
to my left when he comes and visits, and being from New York. So, you know, but St. Pete has so much to offer, so much energy.
And you talk about that pier, you know, go ahead. I was against it, and I'm not against spending civic dollars to bring in things that will help the civic community grow up, but I was like, $90 million? But of course, Coach, you remember we had that upside down pyramid.
That's right.
And originally, about 100 years ago, it was actually the $1 million pier. It was a square box at the end there. But I would tell you what, you've had a chance, I'm sure, to be out there at the new pier now.
We were there just not too long ago when we have kids visit to campus. Obviously, downtown St. Pete and the pier is a spot that we take them. So we just, and it's a great team bonding experience too, because we got ice cream down there. We walk the pier, we walk out, we take a picture, we're overlooking the water. So it's a great spot. It's just, you know, we feel that we're very fortunate because not too many colleges are located where Eckerd College is. I mean, look at what we're doing, man.
It's April 23rd or 24th, right. And it's beautiful out here. I got a breeze going here. It's a little windy, as some of our listeners are probably hearing on the radio.
You can't beat this, Ray.
And you talk about taking our prospective players and bringing and the dimensions of the new pier. I love it because I was looking at everything, the designs when they were putting it in, and I'm like, oh, this is going to have a curving hill here, and then all the geometric shapes and stuff. But not only for, and I'm older school than you, Coach, but then older like yourself, an alum, and then our new players, our new students here at Eckerd College, it brings a geometric viability to the area. You know, St. Petersburg was always known as the place that had green benches on both sides of Central Avenue, and they used to say they'd come down and sit and read the paper.
That's right.
Right?
What's the paper now?
Right? Oh, yeah, and it's all online.
That's right.
But you have the pier, and you talk about, again, taking an Eckerd College, trying to sell, and it doesn't take a whole lot of selling. Because even since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, graduated in the mid to late 80s in high school down here, Eckerd College was an esteemed campus right there down on the end by Bayborough Bridge.
Yeah.
And also, the academics were so phenomenal. And then bury the lead, some of the greatest sports the local area.
Yeah.
And then you bring them down here, and I don't understand, just across the water there is Sarasota. Mm-hmm. We're up here. We've got the bridge, the water. You can make a right. You go out to the beach. You make a left. You're in St. Pete. Kind of sells itself, doesn't it?
Without a doubt. And, you know, we put pressure on ourselves as a staff that if we have a student athlete here on a visit, there's no way, you know, we can allow him to leave without committing to be a Triton.
I love it.
Because we have excellent academics, obviously location speaks for itself, and competing in the toughest Division II basketball conference in the country.
Yes.
You know, and Josh can talk about his experience being from New York.
Right.
So this is... I will say a different universe. I mean, being in Florida, I'm from New York, so we understand.
What part of New York, Coach?
I'm from upstate, outside of Albany area.
Oh, the nice part of New York. What part are you from, Josh?
Queens.
I'm Staten Island. So we got three New York boys in the house today.
Well, we know one thing for sure. This is a cool table.
There you go. That's the cool boy. This is the cool people table.
That's it.
Tell me about the basketball program, Coach. What are some of the things you got going on down there? Some of the, 2022 and now, and what are you looking forward to? First of all, coming out of, let's talk about it. We cannot have a show and talk sports, anything these days, not talking about what we just came out of with the COVID pandemic in 2020. As a coach, you're trying to sell people. We've gotten used to doing things on meetings on Zoom and go-to meetings and stuff. So you're still able to recruit and just try to show some of these guys what Eckerd College is all about. But coming out of it now, what have you been able to get back to now that you really missed that you weren't able to do during the pandemic?
Sure. Well, going back to Zoom, days, we're still in them a little bit, but so I had a chance to see Josh, play back in the fall before Zoom kind of hit, going into his junior college.
Okay, yes.
The tough part for Josh and his teammates that ended up coming to Eckerd is they never saw Eckerd.
Oh.
So here we're on Zoom in New York, showing them pictures. Now we're fortunate because I said, Josh, trust me, man, the pictures don't lie. When you see the water and you see the beach, that's us,
Yes.
But still, he's unable to get that feel of being on campus, being with us and as a staff face to face. So him, along with at that time eight other prospective student athletes, had to make a decision to come to Eckerd without actually stepping foot on it. So it was a tough time, but. These guys are resilient. We did not play last year because of COVID.
Right.
Tough year, and Josh can talk maybe about his experience, because as a student, you want to play.
You want to get after it.
And it was hard. It was hard on our staff. It was hard on our players to just kind of grind through the year of COVID and say, hey, better things are in front of us. And now, you know, we had a chance to lace them up this year, you know, and kind of see kind of where we are as a program,
right,
what we need to do moving forward. It was a great experience, learning experience for Josh. We're already talking about the summer and what needs to happen. So COVID taught us a lot about how appreciative we need to be of what we have, and it taught us a lot about what we need to do better moving forward.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, as we do talk about here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, we do cover the peewees to the preps to the pros. And one of my biggest concerns, having been a coach of football and a bowling team, don't laugh, guys, but I'm never actually having – I'll tell you what, my basketball story. I remember I went to Hollins High back in the 80s, and I played football, and I did wrestling, and I did try to do everything. Baseball, I could never hit a curveball, so I didn't have a chance. And had a little bit of size, nothing like Josh here, but I went, okay, I'm going to go off to the basketball team. I want to see what it's all about. So coach, the tryouts has us going in there, and it's high school, so, you know, and it wasn't deep. We had a player named Dwayne Davis, went on to University of Florida. Phenomenal player. You remember Dwayne Davis?
I know the name.
Yeah, yes, I used to have a class with him, and I used to love just picking his brain. I was so excited because he was one of the most exciting basketball players in the Bay Area back in the mid-'80s. Coach goes, all right, everybody line up and do right-handed layups. And I'm like, oh, I got this. You know, I could do a right-handed layup. I'm going in, layup, 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 layup. And then right then coach goes, all right, take it to the left side. And I went, oh, that was the end of my basketball career. But let me ask you this. You talk about that leap of faith. It did take a leap of faith because they couldn't come here and visit. And they weren't going anywhere. But then, you know, you're showing them the pictures. You're telling them about that. But how did the Triton basketball team, how were you able to, having played yourself and being from New York, how did you sell that to the players that weren't able to come here and see the Eckerd College experience in person, but they knew what they were possibly getting themselves into?
Sure. Well, there is obviously the internet. So, you know, we had the ability to get on, and the kids were researching, and we did a lot of Zoom conversations with mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, family, to make it a comfortable setting. Academically, if you go research Eckerd, it's one of the top liberal arts institutions.
Speaks for itself, yes.
So that speaks for itself. So when I'm talking to Josh's mom and dad, they know that Josh is going to get an excellent education.
Yes.
You know, from a basketball standpoint, you know, our program has had a tremendous amount of success, you know, in the last 20 years, making it to the national tournament, winning 20 wins again, or having 20 wins in the season. You know, we had a visit to Sweet 16s and Elite Eights, and, you know, so our program, you know, is elevated to that national level. And then from a location standpoint, you know, it's easy to sell. And you know, if I can kind of share a story, Josh's roommate David is from Chicago.
Right.
So I'm on the beach with my family one Saturday afternoon, and it just kind of in that time frame of, come on, Dave, you know, kind of where are we at here? I need you to make a decision.
They said,
Coach, I really want to visit. And I said, I understand, my brother, but we can't do it. I said, do me a favor. What's the weather like right now in Chicago?
Oh, here we go.
And he says, well, it's about 48 degrees and drizzly and chilly. And I said, okay, well, you know I'm from New York, Dave, but now you want to know where I'm calling you from? I said, I'm in flip-flops. I'm on Pasadena Beach in St. Pete, Florida.
Yes, sir.
All right, making this phone call. I said, trust me, my brother. All right? you want to be here. So
yes.
We are fortunate. It's an easy sell. It is neat if we can just, you know, continue to grind and you know, put out that work to show these guys that we care about them in a way outside of basketball.
Yes.
Eckerd College is a place kids need to be.
And that's what you get here.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sure it's like that all over. First of all, I love the Eckerd College geographic location. You're, like I said, I already made the point that you're to the right on the beach, to the left you're in St. Pete, you're in Sarasota, you can go to Tampa, Busch Gardens, what have you, but yet you're also on, I hate to say on an island in and of itself, but you're kind of down there on the very tip.
Sure.
It also gives you a chance to step away, focus on academics, focus on the sports, focus on what you need to do to make yourself better as both a student and an athlete. But let me ask you this, and I don't want to stay on it, but I think it's just our listeners really want to know about this, how you, when we were going through those times and you were doing the Zooms, and as opposed to when, and I could tell just from talking to you, Coach Golusky. Yeah, you can smack me.
I've been called a lot worse. Don't worry.
By a lot better, I'm sure. But when you set up the Zooms and all, it was always those resources were available to you before.
Yeah.
But now, instead of going and sitting in the home and getting that trust and letting the parents of a Josh know and relatives and friends that you're going to take care of him and the academics he's going to get, But the Zooms and the meetings and stuff, did that make it maybe so much you had to do a little bit more of a, I don't say presentation, but also did it make it feasible that you connect more with them and it gave you a chance to earn some more respect or trust?
Well, it allowed us to now put Zooms in our recruiting package of moving forward. So, you know, next week when we have a couple of recruits come visit, if mom and dad can't make the trip, we'll Zoom with them ahead of time to create that familiarity of kind of what we're about.
Like it.
So before, it was just the kid came to campus, you know, and then we missed that piece of creating that connectivity of the family of, hey, this is where your son is going to come to school.
Right.
This is who your son is talking to. So Zoom has been a positive piece for us in terms of just allowing us to recruit at a deeper level now.
I like it because I get it, Josh. Man, I got kids myself. Like, you know, the phones with the texts, but you got friends blowing you up. You got family, and then you got coach calling you or different coaches because they're trying to get you to come. A phenomenal basketball player, and I can tell a great kid. They're trying to get you to come be a part of their program. And I know you may not be in a situation where you could pop that phone out and do a quick Zoom with Coach Golusky. But at the same time that we put that into the recruiting process, I think it, because I could tell, look, it's in the eyes.
Yeah.
You look at someone and you can tell the honesty in the eyes. You can tell if they're going to be straight up with you. And I can tell us what they're getting with you, Coach.
No doubt. And I, the other day, just to say, you can get much by a phone conversation, but the addition of, you know, Zoom or FaceTime, you know, when I look at Josh and I say, Josh, do you want to be a Triton? That's different than me making a phone call and saying, hey, Josh, you want to be a Triton? I can sense the energy between the eyeballs.
It's in the smile, too, because Josh got a great smile.
Yeah,
I know he's got a face not for radio as opposed to myself.
Well,
it is for it.
He said to me this morning, he said, Coach, are we going to be on camera? Because I don't look my best. But, man, look.
You do look good. I wish I cleaned up that well. And if that's not clean, forget about it.
This guy's the man. I'll tell you, a vibrant smile, just a guy that brings energy and a great work ethic. He's a guy you want in your program, and he's improved drastically over the last 12 months. And, you know, we were just talking about his summer plans, but he's got a bright future ahead of him because he wants it. He wants
Very
to
good.
Be successful in the classroom, outside the classroom. But he's a good one to be at your table this morning.
And I bet he can do left-handed layups.
Well, he
oh, wait, is that because you guys laughed about that?
No, he definitely can do left-handed layups. Okay?
Oh, it's the righties?
No, we can do right-handed layups now, right?
That's it, man. There you go. Oh, so are you a left-hander by nature? Okay, see, and I'm a right-handy, but I shoot, a right-hander, but I shoot left-handed, which everybody always says. People say, oh, you're a left-handed shooter, and I always say I'm amphibious. Of course, it's ambidextrous.
Sure.
But the left-handed side, so that must have been a little bit of a, I'll ask you in a moment, Josh, when I get you on here. I don't want to spend too much here, but Coach, tell us, what is a Triton? Tell us, what does a Triton mean to you as you're selling a student that knows the Ecker College, knows the academic experience, knows the exclusiveness of being at an Ecker College, but what's a Triton and what does it mean to you? What do you sell it to these potential players?
It's special for me in the sense that when I talk, I feel I have an advantage when I'm talking to recruits and families because I wore the jersey.
Right.
I had the experience, and I make this conversation to, you know, our kids all the time. This is not just another job for me.
Huh.
It's a special job.
Labor of love.
And not many college coaches in the landscape of the coming and the going can say that. You know, when I was afforded the opportunity to take over the reins from Tom Ryan, who's the current director of athletics, he coached me. I worked for him.
Wow.
The first basketball coach was Jim Harley, who started the program. Coach Ryan played for him. Coach Ryan worked for him. And I played for both of those guys. So I'm the third coach in the program's history. So it's, trust me, you know, I have internal pressure to do well by those two guys that meant so much to me in my life and in the institution because it provided me an excellent opportunity to continue my career. I met my wife there. We have two beautiful kids. So it just how where we are, I couldn't ask for anything more, and to be coaching at my alma mater and walk the sidelines of the two guys that I looked up to, you know, in this game is has been an excellent, excellent opportunity. I'm extremely fortunate.
So you step off the plane yourself, Coach, from upstate New York near the Albany area. You come down here, your first time on the campus. You drive down and you realize you're driving out onto this secluded location, right? And you get to the campus. Your first impression in person when you visited the Eckerd College campus?
I turned to my mom and dad and I said, "Mom, Dad, this is where I'm going to school."
Oh, wow. I love it. Yes.
It took me a little longer than that, but I'm one of three. I have a brother, I have a sister, and we're a close-knit family. And if you told my mom back in 1994 that her son, the oldest, was going to go to school 1,500 miles away, she'd say absolutely not. The palm trees, the beach, and making my decision along with the academics, but you know, the basketball is excellent, and just the feel I got from the coaching staff, the players, it was a really easy decision for me.
What a great thing to be, like you said, the third coach, but you learn from the second coach who learned from the first, and you're carrying that tradition forward. How's the team looking right now? You guys are
We shoot from the hip, and I'm not gonna. We struggled last year.
Yes, sir.
Wins, losses, but I said, you know, it was a great learning experience for us. You can't win unless you fail, and nobody wants to, fail to understand what it takes to win. But our guys, it was hard last year, and we have a locker room of winners, and we have to get some pieces to solidify our locker room, but we got a great nucleus, guys that are working out, extremely hard, that have a vision, that have direction, that want to compete in a tough, tough league. And we feel by the end of this spring, when we do, have our full team, I feel like, we're just going to continue to improve. Nice. As a program. And but last year was a great learning experience for us. It's something we don't want to go back to. And we learned a lot about each other as people, because that's half the battle. We talked over driving over here. Skill is one thing, but having the right personality, and the ability to be unselfish and to buy in. We talked about the Golden State Warriors. How much drama do you hear about the Warriors? None.
Wow. Yes.
None.
Good,
they just play.
Yes, sir.
So we're working hard on things that we can control. And that's what we're trying to do. But I'm excited for this year. We're ready to go.
So true. And again, I'm gonna. Sports are sports, right? I mean, competitiveness, leadership, and skills, which I would, I suppose I didn't have too many. But I learned. I went one season. It was my first year playing 11-man football. We went 0-11.
Yeah.
And we got our backsides handed to us every week for 11 weeks. Never learned more in my entire life about sports than that year, because not only in the adversity you're facing, but then you kind of find out what the guy next to you has. You find out how that guy's going to – you're in a foxhole together. You find out who's got your back, who you're going to be able to back. I do it every night at UPS. I'm on the sword aisle.
Okay.
But it really is nice to know that, because you can build that cohesiveness, and you can definitely build from there. I 100% see this.
Yeah, there is no doubt. And it's easy when the ship is on calm waters.
Oh, yes.
And you learn a lot. And like I said, so – as we compete next year, there's not going to be we had five overtime games this year. We lost games by under five. I mean, differential point, it's heartbreaking at times to see these guys in a lot, because they fought hard. We just didn't come out on a winning end. And we talk all the time, you can either there's shooters and there's makers, and we want makers. We don't want guys that just shoot it. And either you win or lose, and we have to find a way to win games. But these guys have the makeup, they have the intensity and the grind to do it moving forward. So,
one of the most, I don't want to say struggles, what's one of the most things as a coach, you work with these young people, great young people. Again, I'm Josh, I got you as my example because you're here, and I can see it. I can see it in your face, your eyes, your smile, I can see your drive. But what's one of the biggest things in 2022 with these kids? And we already talked about phones and pops and messages. Well, I know, Coach, you get them. They leave them in a locker or maybe even in dorms. But what's some of the biggest obstacles as a coach in 2022 you face working with these young people as they're trying to find themselves and becoming adults and getting older?
To understand change, and to understand, you hear a lot of coaches say, yeah, yes, but that wasn't, it wasn't like that when I played. Yeah, but Josh Galloway, to be honest with you, doesn't give two hoots about when I played. you know, Josh Galloway is playing in 2022, and we as coaches have to adjust to the times of what is important for young people, because, and I see it with my own kids. I mean, you know, we have a daughter and a teenage daughter and teenage son, so, you know, it's no different. And, you know, getting these guys to believe in you and to trust in you, because I feel maybe constructive criticism is hard to be absorbed by young people today.
Right.
And if we can as a whole communicate that, so I'll use Josh as an example. If he's going to his left, that 6'8" athletic long, he's got a great opportunity to put the basketball in the hole. He's exceptional. But in the college game, guys are going to sit on that shoulder and force him right. So if he continues to try to go left, it's going to be heartache. It's going to be tough for him.
Right.
And then there's going to be frustration. So, you know, how do I get Josh to understand that, hey, listen, you got to turn right, use that right hand, and because I believe in you, man. You have the same capability. You may miss it the first few times, but as you get that, you know, that comfort level, you're gonna make that shot. So instead of like, Josh, come on, you gotta make that. Well, he knows he has to make it.
Right.
You know, so building that trust and building, you know, that belief and like, listen, man, I do have your back, and this is why we're trying to teach what we're teaching.
Having been here and done it yourself at the same school, obviously, you know, coming in, you got a coach that knows what's going on. You understand everything in the area and all. But, Coach, let me ask you this. If you don't mind, I'm going to slide it off the program a minute, because it's the NBA playoffs right now. You mentioned Golden State, but who do you like? I mean, who do you got? What's the things going on now you've seen?
Well, I don't watch a whole bunch of NBA, but I have been.
I don't either. You know,
I had the fortunate ability to go and watch the Warriors and the Heat play a couple weeks ago, and watching that live was pretty intense, and you know, just seeing just how great these guys are. But Golden State, and I like the Phoenix Suns. I think Chris Paul is playing the best basketball of his career. I mean, just smooth, and I use that as an example the other day in our workouts. Just extremely efficient. Just an exceptional leader. But Golden State and Phoenix Suns, that doesn't help me because I got to get a team out of the East, right, Josh?
So, there we go.
But I'm a Celtic.
It's not Brooklyn. I am a Celtic.
Oh, you got to talk about.
Oh, I'm Queens. Guy. Queens in the house. It's got to be the Brooklyn Nets.
Now, I'm a Celtics guy. I grew up, but that's back in Bird and McHale and Parrish and Dennis Johnson. That's back in when he says, "Who are those guys?"
Oh gosh, so, are you watching the Winning Time on?
Yes.
It's Josh, great, are you right? Watching Winning Time?
No.
Okay, because I get that because you. I was there, right? I saw it when it was Bird and Magic competing.
Yeah.
And Michael Jordan comes along.
That's right.
And I don't think we're even going to start that, you know, LeBron or Jordan debate today, because I have a feeling I know where Josh is going, but I have a feeling I know where we're going.
That's right. So, that's right.
But I'm watching that. It's a pretty good stuff there on. I'll go ahead and throw a shout out to HBO on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
It was a little bit, I'm like, how's this going to go? But it's going into the depth of how Buss built the team and the dynasty and all.
Yeah.
And it's going into some of the pratfalls of being a ball player. And even at the college level, you know, you got to see some of that. And I'm sure as a coach, you obviously emphasize to these kids, you're in an area that pretty respectable, but it's gotten a bit crazy in the last few years. You could get into some trouble down here in St. Petersburg on a Saturday night, but I could tell, but Josh right here, I can tell he's the kind of kid that's not looking for that kind of trouble at all.
Yeah, no, I mean, he and all his teammates are a lot. I mean, and we as a staff, I mean, they're college student athletes. I mean, they need to experience, they need to have fun. I don't hide behind a pillar and say, listen, this is what I did in college. No, I went to Eckerd. I know Eckerd. I enjoyed St. Pete. I enjoyed Ybor City. I enjoyed campus. You know, so being real with these guys and making them, but, you know, actions have consequences.
Right.
And what you have on the front of your chest, Eckerd, is far more important than what you got on your back.
That's the
so most. That's what we try to embody with these guys, and I mean, I think you're going to recognize this guy if he walks somewhere, right? I mean, he is 6'8".
I wasn't sure what, because you said you were going to go on 12:15, so I'm like, when's Coach going to get here? And when you came up the stairs, I mean, Coach, you have a look of a coach. But when I saw Josh, I went, and what did I say? I said the basketball team.
That's
here.
Right. That's
I
right.
Knew it right away.
And we talked. So just and making right decisions. So any decision that you're caught in where mom may say, not a good one. We need to, you know, remove ourselves from. So.
And I always said one of the keys, and you got to know this as a coach, and Josh as a player, and I'm going to get you on here in a minute. for me, the key is when you see the light go on, you teach somebody something, you're teaching them, you're coaching them. Maybe it's a lesson in life they can carry from the court or from the field of play, but there's nothing more magical. And of course, Coach, you and I as parents, we see it with our own kids. When that light goes on and all of a sudden you see it and they make that smile and they're like, I get it. Tell me some of the things that you continue to see now with these kids, because you got a kid like Josh coming down here from Queens. He's obviously got game already, and that's the reason why you want him to come to Eckerd College, that and also to be a successful student as well as an athlete. But tell me some of the things you can help coach him here at the college level that you can see that light go on, you can see them getting that.
You know, as we sit at this table, obviously Josh is all smiles, I'm all smiles, but trust me, there's not always smiles.
Yes, sir.
And I will say last year, Josh and I have grown with each other. The key is Josh has ability, and he has ability to be successful. Now it's my job, whether he likes me or not, to get it out of him. And we've had one conversation, we've had a dozen conversations.
Right.
But the thing is, I believe in Josh in terms of who he is. And we recognize as a staff that these young people are growing and they are learning, and it is not easy. So it is really exciting for me right now, because as I sit here, there is a smile, and I believe the light bulb is starting to go on.
Yes.
But last year, in difficult circumstances, and even through this year, you know, we were flickering. You know, the light bulb was flickering.
I get it.
And in the moment that the season ended this year, you know, Josh, Coach, I'm in. Let's go. And you can see it. You know, I can see it just in what he brings every day, his mentality, his vibrancy, in a sense that, like, when something now maybe doesn't go his way on the floor, it's a different reaction
right
than it was 8, 9, 10 months ago. So those are steps in the right direction. And that means that, you know, we are having an impact and there's a greater goal in mind. And I hope Josh continues to realize that, because those are the reasons why he's here.
Right.
Is because we feel he can be extremely successful moving forward, and he's got to believe in that. But it's not always smiles, right, Jay?
Hey, that's life, as Frank Sinatra once said. That's life.
That's it.
I'm not a good singer, but I'll tell you what. And we need to remember, you know, you don't have to be making mortgage payments or going to work or even be a child or whatever. Even someone like Josh, going through the best times of your life, you're just starting your adult journey, you're down here, you're doing it right, you're showing people back home, but you're also become a Triton and you're a student and you've got so much of your life to look forward to. But that's what 2020 did. It put us all into a position where we kind of had to do a gut check and a little, you know, a check up and say, okay, what am I going to do? And I hate to use the analogy, but we had to pull up our big boy pants and kind of decide what we're going to do. And it's good to hear that Josh came through that, and that light's starting to flicker right on. Love to see that light come on bright and shiny.
Well, it was flickering. Now it is coming on bright.
Nice.
And, I'm excited, you know, for Josh and his teammates. But, I'm not always excellent at it, but I try to be positive. But I struggle. I struggle because, you know, I'm a highly intense individual, and you know, my demeanor now is completely different.
I'll bet. I can feel it. I can feel it right now, even though you're at ease, you're also strained.
And if my wife was sitting next to you, right, she'd say he's fully, you know.
But
we got a great group of guys, and he's one of them. I'm excited for these guys, because we need something positive. We need to turn the corner. We need to, you know, start to get the, you know, the reward for the hard work we're putting in.
Before you get off, Coach, anyone you want to do a shout out to? The kids, the wife, any of the players that might be listening or catch this later on Streamcast?
Sure. Well, thanks to, you know, everybody that's had an impact on my career as a player and as a coach. Big shout out to Coach Jim Harley, who was the longtime AD, first time, basketball coach at Eckerd, going through some health issues right now. But Coach Harley, we love you. Thank you for being an awesome impact for so many people on the Eckerd College campus. We remember, you know, all your kind words, your efforts. You are one of the greatest. And then obviously, you know, my mentor, Coach Tom Ryan, who I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. And I thank him very much for giving me the opportunity to walk the sidelines that he once walked at Eckerd. My players are a huge part of why I do what I do. They make coaching fun,
yes,
and miserable at the same time. You go through so many experiences with these guys, and then after they get the jersey off, you know, you see them just, you know, move through life and have families, and it's great. And then my staff, my coaching staff, phenomenal. I got three former players that are on staff with me. I feel very fortunate to be around great people.
Well, we're fortunate to have you guys right here in our community here at the Eckerd College. If you guys are just tuning into the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, I'm talking to Coach Brian Golesky from over here at the Eckerd College Triton men's basketball team. And Coach, I really appreciate, and I love what you say. It's important. It's so important. It's not just about the logo or the name on the front, but it's the name on the front, that team effort.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love it, Coach. Any chance, Josh, you want to come on here and can talk with me a little bit? See if I can get this kid on and corrupt him a little bit. I can tell him all the hot spots in St. Pete.
Hey, should I put mute or something?
Thank you, Coach.
You got it.
All right, now joining me right here, I've got sophomore. Oh, no, I'm sorry, it's not. This is Josh. Go ahead, Josh. Introduce yourself to our radio listeners out there across the bay on the radio stations all the way from Pasco to Pinellas, Sarasota, all the way up to Pasco.
How you doing? I'm Josh Galloway. I'm from New York, Queens, New York. And this will be my third year at Eckerd College coming up, so I'll be a senior.
I can already tell that my goal is going to try to be a pull of something out of you that gives me that New York accent. Because I still hear it with Coach Golesky. I haven't heard it with you. You're laying back a little bit. Maybe you've been down here and you've already lost it. It never goes away, ever. But Josh, tell me, when you first, Coach Golesky's promote, and you didn't have to go through the recruiting process when it was the visits. And I'm sure for you it was probably a little bit like, you know, like everyone else, we all had our cross to bear, if you will, going through, you know, 2020. And
yes,
you didn't have the visits, but you had Coach coming in and being able to talk with him and communicate. And then your first time on campus, you come down here, you get to the Eckerd College campus. What was your first impression when you get here?
Just wow. The setting, you know, it's, you can't even compare it to New York, really. But just wow. And I've always believed, you know, what Coach Golesky said, you know, it's beautiful down here. You know, I built a relationship with Coach Golesky, and just, you know, that was important. And just, you know, the coaching staff, and it felt like a family. So just coming down here and seeing, and I was like, okay, you guys are right. This is the place I want to be.
Wow. And like now, my cousin, I'm going to do a shout out to my cousin, Tate Hunt. He was a fire chief there at the Chinatown firehouse there in New York, actually, when he went through 9/11. He's now retired. He was Mr. Basketball in Staten Island 100 years ago. And of course, Danny Lee is currently a coach there. Did you have that New York, little bit of that New York chip on your shoulder? And of course, I would pose it, if it's still there, it's a good thing to have. But did you have a little bit of that New York chip on your shoulder when you first got here?
Oh, yes. And you know, everybody from New York is
going to. We all do. Coach Golesky has it. The family still has it. No, I get it. And then so how have you seen that chip maybe start to maybe get stronger, because you're getting stronger as a player and you're learning and you're playing at that college level in a phenomenal program like the Eckerd College Triton program. But how have you seen that chip change, grow, morphosize? What's it doing there for Josh?
I feel like it changes. Definitely just learning about yourself. I mean, I learned a lot about myself these 2 years at Eckerd College. Just opening my mind, you know, expanding, and just, you know, learning more about the game, but just myself more so anything.
I like it. That's exactly what I was looking for. And also, not only the successful program, but also the academics.
Yes.
You get it in Eckerd College when you say, okay, you come down here, we've got a program, we've got a Coach Golesky, we've got the success.
Yes.
By the way, one of the most phenomenal academic programs in all of the Tampa Bay or greatest West Central Florida area. How have you seen that now? The classroom and everything, you're loving it. Obviously, it's one of the things that drew you down here.
Yes. The academics, you can tell the teaching staff, they really care about you. They want you to succeed. They push you every day. Oh, they definitely push you.
That's my fault. I'm supposed to work the volume. And Mike, and again, I'm Ray Kennedy filling in today for Mike Rickard, who's on the road. And if it's a little windy out here, but I would pose without the fans going, I'm okay with that wind, because otherwise, do me a favor. Look across the street there. You got someone in New York, right? They're in Queens. They're catching Josh on it. Maybe they're catching the simulcast later on. They're online. What are we looking at across the street there? Tell the people what we're looking at, Josh.
Was that the Tropicana Field?
Tropicana Field. That's a big dome, isn't it?
It's about 83, 85 degrees, nice breeze, palm trees, and
Is it? Now you're rubbing it in.
It doesn't get any better than this.
You're rubbing it in. Do you play a lot of, now, and I'm like, obviously you got to work on the fundamentals and coaching, and you can't, you know, as a college player, you're still a student, but you got to watch out for your health and everything. Do a lot of pickup, play a lot of pickup basketball in the area? You go, any areas you go around to and play some pickup ball?
Not a lot. Not at the moment.
Why would you? You're working so hard on being a phenomenal student athlete. I mean, it's like kind of crazy. But have you had a chance? I'm going to go ahead and I flip flop back and forth. It's kind of how my old mind works. So I apologize. Have you had a chance to go to a baseball game in Tropicana Field yet?
I haven't, actually. I haven't.
Okay, because the season just started and you were working last year hard, first year down here.
Yes.
Or is it your, just going into your junior year, correct?
I'm going into my third year, actually.
Yes.
I took my first year, we didn't play, so I got the year of eligibility back.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because that was one of the things I thought it was a no-brainer, but when they first talked about doing that, they're like, well, we're going to, because you had, especially for people that were maybe seniors or even fifth year seniors in different academics, and they were going to completely lose that opportunity to play.
Yes.
But the NCAA and the college, we kind of went back and said, no, it's right is right. You know, it wasn't like you guys were out there, you know, you didn't fly down to, Bolivia and you guys are playing in some secret league. And I mean, you were still doing it as a student, because even though the academics were still there, even though the sports weren't there, I'm glad to hear about that. But we're going to have to work on getting you into a game over here, because it's 72 degrees year-round in there. And I don't know if you've heard about this, but, you're going to tell me you're a Yankees fan or you're a Mets fan.
More
if
Yankees.
You had to choose.
Yeah.
Yankees. Okay, because we've won the American League East the last couple of years. I don't want to. I'm a Mets fan. I was you're either Mets, Jets, Yankees, Giants, right?
Jets.
Yeah. So it's my family was Mets and Jets, but that's just we'll have to get you to come and go over a game there, and maybe it'll be the Yankees Rays if we can get you to wear a Rays jersey.
Wow. Definitely.
Do you follow baseball a little bit or loosely?
Loosely.
No, we don't have to talk baseball. I want to talk trite basketball, but go ahead and tell me some of the other things. And I'll get you guys out of here, Coach. I really appreciate you coming out here today. But tell me some of the other things that you've had go on. And we'll forget about the pandemic stuff. I just wanted to open with that because I was so interested to ask you guys, Coach, and you about that. But, you know, as going into your third year as a sophomore there at Eckerd College, some of the things you're still discovering and some of the things you really look forward to as being an Eckerd College student athlete.
Just continuing to grow with myself and with my teammates has just been a valuable, I think, life lesson. And just this past season has taught me a lot. Just like you guys were saying before, growing with, it's going to be different. It hasn't been a cakewalk. So, that teaches you, you're taking some losses here and there. And I think that teaches you more about a person than say if it was going right. And, so just growing with my teammates, and I'm just looking forward to continually growing with them. And it's going to be a good year. Going to be a good season.
He's got a good head on his shoulders, Coach.
He does.
And I'll tell you why, because one of my most learning experiences in my life was when we had a complete losing season. And I know as a young guy yourself, as a 6'8", solid basketball player, still in the thick of it, still literally a student athlete for the Eckerd College Triton basketball team, and of course at Eckerd College, but the fact that you can kind of see it, you realize it wasn't just because things were crazy and we've never been here, it's been 100 years, but also just that you're growing. And I'm 52, I'm still growing. I don't ever want to stop. I want to learn every day. And that's why interviewing you guys out here today, it's learning and I love it.
Absolutely.
But the fact that you can see that through a little adversity, because life's going to throw us adversity. It does, right? You've already seen it, I'm sure, in your life.
Yes, sir.
And even in upstate New York, Albany, you've seen some. It's New York, but even down here in Florida. Florida.
Yeah.
Or draws. Yeah. It's hard. That's still the New York accent kicking in for me. But that you were able to see it, that lets me know that you're going to take away more from it and learn from it.
Yes,
you're going to take that adversity and apply it next season to continue to work for that success that we're trying to get to, right?
Yep.
No doubt.
And we're all highly competitive, so we all want to win very badly, but it's coming. It's definitely coming. We're growing, and it's gonna be a great season.
Well, I can't wait till I get to come down there. You guys are gonna give me them VIP seats, right? And I can come down.
Sit on the bench, right?
Oh, coach.
Sit right on the bench.
Now you're toying with me.
Go back on the ramp. This guy's nuts, man.
I'll go live from the game. I'm not gonna do play-by-play, but no, coach, I would love it, because that's one thing we are here about.
Absolutely.
At the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection is. Again, football, I called the – and I'll tell you this, Josh. I called the high school football games for St. Pete Catholic for 10 years.
Okay.
And my goal was you get to a specific point in the game and or season, And I made it a goal, and I didn't do it to the point of taking anything away from the sport, but I wanted to make sure I mentioned everybody's name, offensive, defensive line, linebackers, safeties, defensive backs, and basketball. A little bit easier because you got five on the court at any given time, but still, you know, work. But I think that people realize one of the reasons why we love from Pee Wee's Preps to the Pros here at the St. Pete, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection is because it's a lot of commitment.
Yes.
I mean, even going back to, you know, Little League these days and Pee Wee's and coming up, but then you get to high school and the commitment you had to take because you didn't get to be as good as you did and get to, you know, come down here to Eckerd College without the time and commitment. And now, of course, you're, you know, I say becoming a man. This guy looking up to you say becoming a man. But you are continuing to learn and grow.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and,
sir.
And the commitment it takes. And that's why we like to put the emphasis on what you guys are doing down here. And our listeners out here are interested. That's what we want to know about because, sure, at the end of the day, you can think back to it and go, oh, I know what's going on. Sure. I know there's committed basketball players on the Eckerd College campus that are working their, you know, tuckuses off. Tuckus,
absolutely.
I guess. And there's to be student and athletes. But, yep, we'd like to hear from you and talk about it. But, Josh, go ahead and tell me you miss New York a little bit. It's definitely not the weather as we're sitting out here in an 85-degree windy day. I'm sure you got plans later on. You're going to meet some friends, go out, put your toes in the sand, maybe watch a sunset.
Yep.
You do get some nice sunsets down here at the Eckerd College campus, literally on the tip there of the peninsula. Yeah, you ever realized, I'm sure you have, that we're a peninsula on a peninsula? I mean, it's easy to get. You get geography, but and you guys are on the very tip down there. And you got you ever had a chance to go out on the Eckerd boats they have down there at Eckerd College?
Yeah, I've been kayaking. Multiple times.
You've never tried a kayak from St. Pete to Sarasota across the channel. Why would you? I did it one time. We had a 12-foot little John boat, a Chinook.
Cool.
Had a little 2-or-7 route, and for some reason, I was like, if I stay close to the bridge, maybe, and I got halfway, and I chickened out. It was the stupidest thing I almost ever did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell me, go ahead and give me a shout-out to anyone out there. People going back home again, they're tuning in. They go to the website. They want to pick up Josh's interview today. Give me a shout-out to the people, the coaches, family, like to talk to today?
Just anybody who had their hands on me throughout my career and who helped me in any type of way, you know, whether it was catching a ride to a practice or just, you know, as big as anything. Just my mom, any coaches. I want to thank my current coaches, amazing coaching staff, literally a family, my teammates. I couldn't do it without my teammates and just,
Phenomenal. Now, Coach Golesky said he met his wife at Eckerd College. Is there anyone special on the campus down there? Are they back home in New York? Or are you still keeping it, you know, student-athlete and working on that hustle
student
right
athlete.
Now? Trying to get him. The coach just gave me that. Like, let's just get, we're working to get better. We're looking for that phenomenal 2022-2023 season. No, I get it, Coach. I get it entirely. Guys, thank you so much for coming on with me today. Again, Eckerd, Triton. And it was Triton time, but I had Coach Brian Golesky and Josh. One time, your last name again?
Galloway.
Josh Galloway, going into his sophomore season, but currently our junior season, but currently a sophomore for the Eckerd College Triton men's basketball team. Guys,
hey, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much for coming out. I hope I didn't keep you guys too long.
No, absolutely not.
All right, no, it's phenomenal.
Awesome.
No,
let's
thank you, guys.
To have it,
thank
brother.
You.
Thank you so much, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to meet you.
Coach, appreciate you.
I'm taking you up on that
Please
basketball
do.
Game.
Yeah.
I definitely
you still,
will.
You still
live? Yes, sir. Now we're going to keep it live. We're organic as heck down here. But, hey, now you guys know the history. I'll just go and share this with you because we're also sharing it with our listeners. Do you know the history of Ferg's here? You'll notice if you walk around as you guys are – oh, you can hear me. If you walk around as you guys are leaving, you might notice some parquet wood down there.
Yes.
You might. So what Coach did, Coach used to be – and he was an educator, Pinellas County educator. And he's basically over the years as he's added on to this phenomenal facility here, this big partyville, if you will. That is the world-famous Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on Central Avenue, just below 16th Street in the Edge District of St. Petersburg. It's my thing. I always say it. Coach has repurposed a lot of the stuff that came from the school. So – being a huge supporter of athletics and local sports and everything, you'll see it all around here. So on your way out, make sure you guys take a chance to look at that and see some of the history we got right down here at the world-famous Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Most definitely.
He's got, I think, some wooden bleachers from Eckerd. When we have wooden bleachers, I think he has bleachers down on the floor.
Yes, he does. Wood, yes.
So,
yes, he does.
So,
now, it's not what I'm going to be sitting in when I come down to that game as a coach.
No, you sit right now on a padded chair, Ray.
I love it, brother. The VIP. I got a lazy boy. I'll have him bring in for
You're
the game.
Good, man.
Hey,
You're
guys,
good.
Thanks again so
hey,
much.
Appreciate you,
I appreciate
man. Thank you.
You. Y'all have
right.
a great day.
All right, you do the same.
So just a reminder, while we have a chance here, thanks again, Coach and Josh. Reminder to tune into the Sunshine 96.7 FM, the Bay's local music leader, over 1,000 local artists and growing at an incredible rate with Jacob, the man and the plan, as the music director and partner of Ferg's in bringing live music to Central Avenue. And you know, I want to go ahead and share this, you guys and girls out there listening. I had a chance, I was down here last night, and of course, as you know, the Boston Red Sox are in town versus your Tampa Bay Rays. And game was close, went down to the bottom of the ninth. The Rays ended up with the bases loaded. They put runners on the hot corners at first and third with two out, and they loaded the bases, and the Sox were able to pull those final two outs. So even though the Massachusetts or the Boston Red Sox supporters were down here last night celebrating, the Rays play again here tonight at 6 o'clock. And here's what I love, and I want to tell you guys about this real quick, is that tonight they also have the big fight. And I want to get the information on this. And I was going to read this. I wanted to make sure I mention this. And it's on here. I know Coach Mike has got me. But the Tyson fight, not Mike Tyson, but Tyson, the other guy, and they're fighting from over at Wembley. I'm going to look it up here for you guys and girls real quick, but hope you're having a great day down here in St. Petersburg. Beautiful day, and I want to go ahead and tell you that it is going to get a little crazy this afternoon. You may have noticed, I noticed coming down here today, I just live a little bit west of here there in Seminole, but coming down here with my kids, I noticed traffic was a little strong because everyone's in a hurry to get downtown St. Pete on a beautiful Saturday. We've been blessed with these beautiful winds coming out of the west, some easterlies, I should say. And the weather's been beautiful, and what a great day to come down to the world-famous Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and you can enjoy all the sports that are on, maybe enjoy a replay from last night's game, and you have the Rays and the Sox taking it off again at 6:05 tonight, first pitch. But the Tyson Fury fight, that's what it is, from Wembley Stadium today. That's going to be on most of the televisions out here, and of course, that'll take you right, and remember, guys and girls, the England there is 5 hours ahead of us there, because they're across the pond, so even though the fight's going to be earlier in the day today, it's actually going to be later in the evening there in England. So they had to start it. That's why you have that weird afternoon start. But that doesn't mean it's going to be any less exciting to want to be down here at the world-famous Ferg Sports Bar and Grill for both that Tyson Fury fight, taking it right up to the Rays-Red Sox game tonight. And then, really, if you're just looking for a place to come out here and sit and enjoy this beautiful breeze, but then bury the lead, Best of the Bay Wings 2019, and just one of the best places to come and have a nice meal. I know I'm going to be looking forward to eating myself here in just a little while. I'm supposed to be joined by someone here. I'm going to go ahead and wax a little poetic, if you guys don't mind. There's no reason why, you know, like we talk about here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, preps, Pee-wee's preps to the pros. And of course, we know that next Thursday night is the, or this Thursday, I guess you'd say, since we've already passed last Thursday's, this next Thursday is the NFL draft. And of course, they're having it live there in Las Vegas this year. Your Tampa Bay Buccaneers pick at number 27. And there seems to be a lot of question as to what the Bucs might do there at number 27. If you think back in last year, in 2021, they had the 32nd pick, and that was because the Buccaneers won Super Bowl 55, and they were the defending Super Bowl champions, and so they had that very last pick of the first round, and so that was pick number 32. And of course, they take the defensive end, or rusher, out of Washington Husky, and Joe Tryon Shoyinka. And, you know, a lot of people used the term at that point, it was a luxury pick. And what they meant by that is you still had a JPP, you still had that defensive line intact with a Vita Vea, also from Washington, and an Ndamukong Suh, and of course you have Shaq Barrett at the outside linebacker position. You can call it a defensive end. He's a stand-up rushing defensive end, but you know, don't forget that Todd Bowles' defense here is a 3-4. So basically, I'll take a second right here while I'm filling in, waiting for my special guest to get here. 3-4 defense. If you don't know the difference out there, and I know there's a lot of you guys, I know your ladies know, but I know a lot of you guys don't know what a 3-4 defense is in the National Football League or even football in general. So basically a 4-3 means you've got four down defensive linemen and you've got three linebackers. But in a 3-4, what you basically have is you have three linemen, but it's actually four, but let me explain. So you have three dedicated linemen and four linebackers, but usually one or two of those linebackers are actually very talented as an outside rusher. And in the Bucs' case, they have Shaq Barrett, who was a free agent pickup from the Denver Broncos a couple of years back, just had a huge contract. Of course, the Bucs had franchise tagged him in 2020, and then in 2021, he gets that big contract to stick around for 5 years. It was like 5 years and 70-something million dollars, but worth every penny. So he's actually your outside stand-up linebacker, but you guys remember he set the Buccaneer record, beat out the old record that the Bucs had held up for 19, what, how many years was it? And he had 20 and a half sacks there in 2019, and that's why he got that franchise contract in 2020. And of course, you know how that season ended again with the Buccaneers winning Super Bowl 55. Just going to go over my list here again. Yeah, I just want to take a second. You know what? Let me go ahead and just do this right now. I know I did it at the top, but I've been bragging for the last couple of days that I was actually going to be live on the radio out here. And let me just paint the picture again. I'm standing out here on the back second deck.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.